All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. And today, my dear friend Laura Bolton is back with us, and we're going to be talking about, are you fire, earth, air, or water, the elements, and astrology? So some of what we're going to talk about today is the equinox and the astrological new year, the mandala of the zodiac, the psychology of fire, earth, air, and water. We've asked for you all to submit your birth details before the session to find out what the dominant or missing element is in your chart. And of course, we like to do Q&A, so we're going to be doing that as well. And then for those of you who may not know Laura or have not attended calls or shows with her before, she's been with us many times. We love having her. She has so much wisdom, so much wisdom, and her healing is also really powerful. But today we are talking about astrology. So Laura is a gifted healer and passionate about astrology. Her exceptional analytical skills pair with powerful intuition to connect you to the planets and the stars. She is masterful in translating the wonder of astrology into the comfort, support, and guidance you need on your awakening journey. Her calling as an astrologer is both as reader and teacher, in the way that she unravels the magic of the cosmos for you as an individual. She can speak to the complete beginner or the more seasoned astrology enthusiast. Her mission is to empower advanced souls to take advantage of the gift of astrology for greater fulfillment of their life and purpose. She is a Pisces sun with a Virgo moon and Sagittarius rising. She has Venus in Aries and the North Node in Leo. Oh my goodness, so that means I missed your birthday if you have a Pisces sun.
My birthday, yeah, 1st of March, 10 degrees of Pisces.
Okay, well, happy belated birthday. It's a long
Thank
time ago, but
you.
happy belated.
I didn't know it was yours because it's International Women's Day.
Yes, mine's
Yeah,
easy to remember.
lovely.
And of course, everyone, like I said, we are going to be taking live caller questions. So you can raise your hand or type your question in the chat. So let's get started. So, like I said, we're going to do a little bit of a discussion as well, and then we're going to do the mini chart readings. But the chart readings, again, is about finding out which element is missing or is dominant in your chart, and maybe, with respect to your question, because I know some of you have questions specifically, right? So, all right, so let's see. So yeah, some people sent their chart directly to you, which is great. That helps too.
I've got
And so
11, I
just
think.
okay, cool. All right, so let's get started. Let's talk about the elements, right? And most people know what the elements are, but how often,
We thought we were
right?
going to start talking about equinox and the
Yeah, let's
astrological
start
new
that. Yeah, I
year.
know. Let's start. I was just gonna say that most people are familiar with the elements, air, fire, earth, air, and water, but not necessarily how they mesh with astrology. But yesterday we just had spring, right? And the equinox, and so it's a powerful time. And because now we're in Aries season, it is the astrological new year, so it's a powerful time, right?
Yeah, when I got this date, I was like, I've got to, yeah, got to sort of start with equinox and start with, yeah, we're at the beginning with Aries, and then like it's just a really nice opportunity to describe the sort of the mapping of the mandala of the zodiac and the astrological new year. But firstly, I want to say about equinox, which blows me away every time, like every 6 months, is that we have exact equality between light and dark. And I think that's really profound on so many like levels, you know. Nice for us in the Northern Hemisphere. Obviously, the vast majority of us are in the Northern Hemisphere. For some people, it's autumn, but for us, it's like, oh, we're coming into spring and summer, which is always nice. So now we've entered the like more light than dark. Straight off of the back of equinox, and yeah, the equinox is. Begin it like is the exact time when the sun moves into Aries, and yeah, Aries is the beginning of the zodiac. It's like the divine spark of creation. It's that got that creation, that creative energy is like spring. It's cardinal fire. So we'll talk about yeah, the fire, the elements and the modalities of the signs. So yeah, or shall I? Can I show the zodiac then sign now? Because, they map onto the signs, the wheel maps onto the northern hemisphere, like seasons. So Aries season, spring's equinox. The solstice is Cancer, beginning of summer here, and then the autumn equinox in the northern hemisphere, or spring equinox in the south, is Libra, as the sun moves into Libra. And then finally the last cardinal sign, which is Capricorn, is the winter equinox, the winter equinox here. So let me show on the wheel if you can share. Oh, do I just click share screen? Do, do, do. Okay. There we go.
Perfect.
Good. It's big. So we're here, Aries, beginning of the astrological new year. This the zodiac sort of tells the story from, Aries is the baby, and like we mature around, like Leo's the more like sort of supposed to be the teens. We get to Pisces, like Pisces is the crone. And so each of the signs, this is where the modalities come in, have the modalities and the elements have an element. We start with fire. So around the wheel, we go fire, earth, air, water, and then back to fire. So there are three fire signs. So there's three of each sign. I'm going to be talking about the elements as they sort of pertain. They say a bit more about the personality, but I think the modality is nice to understand, like how it works. So the modality, there's three modalities. That's cardinal, fixed, and mutable. Now see, because there's three of them, then it cardinal starts again by the time we're on the fourth element. So that's how come each sign ends up with like this unique combination of element and modality. And the modality, like I was saying, describes like where we are in the season. So the cardinal signs mark like the beginning, like sort of traditionally like the beginning of the season, obviously, especially in the UK, like with climate change, our seasons are all over the place. But the energy is of like, the initiatory energy of the cardinal signs, followed by this fix, this sort of grounding of this, beginning. So that would be then when the next one will be then when we move into Taurus. And then the next sign round is the mutable sign. This is when we're sort of like beginning to get ready for change, beginning to like get into the new season. But just like, so just sort of broadly the personalities and the modalities. The cardinal signs are going to be broadly kind of that more get up and go kind of energy in your chart, where you have like planets in the cardinal signs. The fixed signs is I mean, Taurus definitely gets the a bit of a not necessarily a good rap all the time for being more stubborn, a bit more set in their ways, not necessarily in a bad way, but they're fixed signs. That's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. And then the mutable signs are more adaptable, broadly. That's Gemini, Sagittarius, and Pisces. Virgo, sorry. How they interplay as well with planets being in different mutable signs, and how that sort of interacts like on a transit level is like another layer for another day. But so that's how that works. Do we want to take any questions before I now I'll talk about the elements. I'm just going to check my notes. I'm not missing anything. Well, so looking at the elements, so that so this is like the foundations of astrology, and often like we'll find out about sign, we found out about our own sign, our partner's sign, so we'll pick up bits and bobs of astrology. But if you're learning, if you want to learn like astrology more as a whole, understanding the elements is easier. There's four different elements, so you're understanding a little bit about the psychology of what a fire sign would be or what an air sign would be, rather than having to learn the differences of the 12 signs. So it's like the broad brush strokes of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely broad brushstrokes for sure. I was going to
So
ask you about what the it says the some are transpersonal, some are personal, some are interpersonal.
yeah, so I mean, this is kind of describing, this isn't my, this is a really nice diagram that I found on Girl in the Galaxy. This is what I was talking about, this sort of life cycle of the zodiac, and these first four signs being, youth, and being more about, all about me. The interpersonal, we start getting into relationships, the next four signs round, and then the last four signs is more like the collective, and then it's like sort of becoming more spiritual, more kind of rising up to the heavens.
Got it. Perfect.
And so yeah,
Okay,
that wasn't
cool.
something I was going to include, but since you noticed it, it's yeah, it ties in with yeah the story of the zodiac.
Okay.
But yeah, hopefully, like I was saying, giving the broader brushstrokes helps you, helps to so that, because astrology, the information can quite quickly get overwhelming, so it's nice to kind of step back and kind of.
Yeah, so if anybody has any questions about what we were just talking about, raise your hand or type your question in the chat. I'm assuming that Linda and Sulis do not have questions about what we were talking about. I think they probably have their hands raised because they want a
One of them,
reading
I've
or
definitely
something.
got their chart. Linda, I don't think I have, but we'll see if we've got time to input her details. So I'm
So
trying to
that's a
think.
little bit about the basic foundations of astrology. And of
Yeah.
course, yeah, go ahead.
So before I talk about what the elements sort of represent, I thought I'd do a quick so I have this from a slideshow anyway, like why know your chart. And I've got number one, like most important thing is that it's fun. It's a fun way to understand yourself better. In my experience, it can be challenging, but ultimately we're playing with the information from the cosmos, and how that relates to us. And in that way, it can be really validating, can be useful for support, and also, yeah, in your chart, working out what are your strengths, and the validation and understanding yourself better is sometimes allowing yourself to be who you are, rather than thinking that you should be like someone else, or that you should be following some other spiritual doctrine that doesn't seem to sort of fit for you. And then you see your chart and you go, oh, like I'm supposed to be, I'm supposed to be fire, I'm supposed to be out there. And it's like, can be not really reassuring, helping to show you your strengths, understanding your challenges, and then also knowing your chart, it helps you to understand yourself in relation to others, and why maybe others are do behave or think or feel differently to you. And well, obviously you can start to look at other people's charts, but even understanding your own is to understand that your uniqueness, and yeah, how that might play out in your interactions and relationships.
So there's a great question in the chat from Linda. She said, as we reincarnate, do we usually move from our present location further forward into another sign?
Not, no, I wouldn't say like it's not like, oh, Aries are really young souls and Pisces are old souls, like necessarily. There are things in the chart that might describe things about your past lives, which is more like the nodes. But I don't know what your chart was in your last life or when you're, I don't, I'm not quite sure how that, I've never really sort of looked into that. That's a good question, though. I can see, yeah, our soul comes in to learn different things from different signs. And yeah, that's more talking about the North Node and the South Node as a soul, whereas this is the chart is from the perspective of Earth, how like we've landed here in this life, in this time, and this is our mapping. So
Okay,
yeah.
cool. Yeah, thank you. So the so if we want to find out about our, what our soul agenda was, or soul purpose, or whatever, it would be to look at our north node and south node, and that would give us more information or
Yeah,
indication.
broadly, there's other things to look at, but yeah, I definitely would do a session on the nodes at some point. They do warrant their own, like they do warrant their own, their whole own, thing.
Yeah,
So yeah, the
absolutely.
nodes are really profound.
Absolutely. There's so much information, of course, in every part of astrology that we can look into, and of course how everything interacts with each other, right?
And that's why I'm hoping, like last time I sort of just really focused in on the moon, and people saw that one. If people want to go back and watch the one I did in December, to just try and break it down into its component parts, so that people can start to sort of build the, build the picture from the foundations. I'll move on if there isn't any more questions. I'll do the we'll do the elements, and then people can ask questions before I go and do the charts. I don't have the time here, but so overview then of the signs, which we just saw on the wheel, but so some of you may already know what element your sun sign's in, but here we have so fire, the fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. I'm going to speak about each element in a minute, but I just wanted to give the overview. Earth is Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Air, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, and water signs are Scorpio, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. So fire. You might like to start thinking about fiery people you know, or people you know with these signs, whether you associate them with these. I've got some keywords here. Obviously, like, these things are really open to interpretation, and astrology is an intuitive art rather than a science. So it's not necessarily like this is your sun sign, this is who you are. And as we look at the charts, we realize obviously there's all of the other astrological placements, not just your sun or your, which is what people know as the star sign. Fire, we have Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, we said. So fire, unsurprisingly, I've got fiery as a keyword, because really that just help to describe the sort of the spark of like the people with fire placements. They're spirited, direct. Like, you can understand fire is burning, it's going for it. It's not something about fire that's like unapologetic, it's just it's rushing in, and it's doing its thing, and it's, it's drawing attention to itself. Also, I've got keywords fun, loving, and passionate, because the fire is passion, and being spirited and direct is, it's because it's kind of fun loving, I would say. So that's the fire signs. The earth signs, we've got Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Earth, so like as we've moved round, we've gone fire is this sort of, check my notes. We go from kind of the uncontained energy of fire to like earth, which is, kind of bringing this solidity. Earth keywords for like earth people, earth personalities. We've got sensual, grounded, prosperous, organized, and diligent. So you can see how from fire we then kind of need these this more kind of grounding like energy. So that's earth, a nice picture of earth I think there as well, it really captures it. And then we have air, so then again, like, sort of gone from contained again to air, then uncontained. Air signs often are sociable. Air has a quality of being logical, detached. Obviously, air being able to change direction, being able to blow around, do its own thing. Intellectual, logical and intellectual. And technology is also connected to the air signs. Again, you can understand like the quality of air being that which can move around. So that's where kind of the sociable thing comes from, you know, like air can kind of air wants to sort of intermingle with things, you know, and kind of duck around. And yeah, air is talkative as well. Air's the one I lack, so and I'm less coming from this from a personal perspective, but that's certainly what I've experienced. And then last but not least, water. My key words for water is emotional, obviously tears, you know, water and the moon, sensitive, empathic, intuitive, and deep. Water's deep. Ice is, you know, water's the last one. Some sort of tying together of you know what the other elements have hadn't yet kind of brought us, kind of a bit more like mystical, you know. We don't they don't Scientists don't know where like, water came from, how like water came to be on the planet. That's the kind of more mystical like side of water and the intuitive. So that's the elements. Does anyone have any questions?
There was a
That's
question
all I
in the
wanted to say,
chat. So Linda, another Linda was saying, as I understand, past lives are not necessarily linear. We skip around based on what our soul chooses to experience. Is this how you understand it?
That's not really how I understand it. I don't really believe there's a set way of understanding past lives myself. I mean, it sounds perfectly, you know, if you find that a useful way to think about it, I think, yeah. Yeah, not necessarily linear, you know, potentially past. I quite like sometimes just to consider the theory that past, present, and future timelines are happening now. So maybe there's no such thing as past lives in that sense.
Yeah, true.
I'm open to sort of different ways of thinking about it. I would say, yeah, I would say that's definitely a plausible way of thinking about it. Not necessarily my only way of thinking about it. I'm really open about that sort of stuff. I mean, past lives are hard for us to comprehend. Going back to a little bit like what I was talking about last time I was on, you know, it's hard for us to comprehend because it doesn't feel earthly to really understand that we're in this life now and we've been in another life and we're going to be in another life. It's
But
not
it is
something
based
I've
on what our soul wants
downloaded
to
really.
experience,
Pardon?
right? It is based our lives are based on what our soul chooses to experience. That's for sure.
Yeah, if we're talking about, yeah, we're here through choice kind of thing. I definitely agree with that. You know, we're not sort of hapless victims of astrology or you know, our circumstances. And yeah, I do believe on some level we made
Our
these
soul
choices.
chooses.
I don't believe we necessarily agree with the choices once we get here. And we're like,
That's
really?
true.
I
Yeah,
think
for
this.
sure.
I think,
But
yeah, and I
again,
think we can. So you
there's
go.
a difference between what the soul is choosing and what the personality is
Oh
wanting, right?
yeah.
So
There's that.
we always
There's
have
that as
to go
well.
back to
Yeah.
look at what did the soul choose and what, and you know, then have a better understanding,
Yeah.
not based on what the
Potentially.
personality is wanting to experience and choosing.
Potentially. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that's some of the elements and their qualities, right?
That's all of the elements and their qualities. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. And so you know, again, it's about you were mentioning, or you know, we know that we don't have all of the elements in our sign or in our personality, right? So I'm a water sign, definitely. But you know, sometimes there are times and phases where I do have more air, right? And other times where, I mean, more water, sorry, more fire, Right. And I definitely need more earth. I know that. Right.
You, yeah, I
So
had a look at your chart. I thought I might be looking at your
we can
chart. A
tell.
little look, yeah. Earth is your sort of missing element. You
Yeah,
manage
but I
it,
mean
and
like
as we mature, we work out how to bring that in and how to,
yeah.
or to bring people in that help us, like support us with that, like grounding and stuff.
And that could be why some people always have this issue of not being grounded. You know, always telling me you're not grounded.
Yeah.
I was like, I
Get
am
back to
grounded.
earth.
I've been doing my grounding, blah, blah, blah. But it's because
Yeah.
I don't have that earth element.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You've got one thing in earth, but I can't remember what it is. I think it's an outer planet. So I'm going to talk a bit about, yeah, which placements would be stronger for the elements and which ones not so much. Obviously your sun, and people will have picked up their sun by now. What I wanted to do with the chart readings is for people to come on. For me to say the name, for people to come on and say if they resonate, they might already know what elements their chart has, but to say, see if, like, having described the keywords, so hopefully people have taken that in enough, whether they resonate with an element or whether they don't resonate with an element, or yeah, what they think about them and what they think their chart's going to be.
Okay, so do you still need people's date of birth and time and all that stuff?
I've got loads. The thing is, it takes
Okay.
me a minute to add people in, so that's kind of a bit boring for
Yeah.
the.
So
That's why I
you,
wanted them beforehand. So yeah, I'm really sorry
yeah.
if anyone sent it in late, or I might be able to add some in at the end, but
All right, so you go with what you have first, and then we'll see. We'll go from there. Who
yeah.
do you want to call on if they're here? They have to
I
be here,
want to do
obviously.
Jill first because she messaged me and she needs to leave on the
Jill,
hour.
is she here? Oh yeah, she's here. Yeah. Okay. Jill, you want to unmute yourself?
Hi.
That's not Jill. Hang on.
Oh, that's not
There
Jill.
we go.
Hi. Thank
Hi.
you.
I have met Jill before, but it was a while ago. Oh
Yeah.
no, we was going to
There, yeah, there, yeah, there she is. Do you still need to share your screen?
Yeah, I do. But I wanted to
Okay,
ask
okay.
you what you think about whether you connect with an element or not, before we go
Yes,
before we look at your chart. Or do you already?
I know that I'm a fire sign. I'm a Leo, and I am definitely fiery and all those things. I also have a lot of water in my chart, and so I'm also all those things too. It's just interesting to me how sun sign can lead so much of my personality, but then the other parts are all parts of me too that I'm super aware of. I'm just all fire and water.
You resonate. Did you resonate with the keywords, or like, did you resonate with sort of what you're saying
Absolutely.
about fire and water?
Absolutely.
Let's have a look at your chart.
Yeah. Yes. Thank
So
you.
I use, just to say, I use astro.com. It's a free resource. That's why adverts might pop up. It's an amazing resource. I just want to give a shout out to astro.com because it's awesome, and it has this really neat little table which shows you, which it plots your placements. And so down the side of the table here, these letters stand for fire, air, earth, and water. And what it also has as well is, you can see how much water Jill's got. You
So
can.
we're only seeing the Earth presentation from the presentation you were showing earlier. It's just showing the Earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, that slide.
Can you not see the
No.
chart?
No, we're just seeing the. So maybe you want to stop sharing and then start again.
Okay. Stop share. Sorry.
And then
I
share
sorry, I
again.
thought I was showing you the chart. Oh, because I need to. Okay, yeah, got you. Sorry. Share screen. Then I need to choose a different screen to share.
Yeah.
Cool. There we go. That's why I started babbling about astro.com.
Yeah.
I thought you were on the same page as me. Here is astro.com. Here is this neat little table that plots your placements down the side. Like I say, it has it's representing these roses: fire, air, earth, water. This is the modalities I was talking about, cardinal, fixed, musical, we're not talking about them so much today. What it also has
Okay.
is this color coordination, so the colors around the wheel of the signs. So like it can be hard to tune into a little bit when you don't know the symbol of the signs. It is fun to the we're all right with the planets here because it's written them out, so that's how you have to go from here, from the list here down to here, if you want to know which the particular it is. But this gives the overview, obviously, like with the colors. So straight away you can see like Jill's glows of water. But like I say, there are some that carry, there are some of these symbols that carry more weight, and like may mean more. But yeah, certainly fire. So what would carry more weight would be obviously your sun, and like it would be the first few planets. Sun and moon, first few planets are because they move quickly, they're more personal to you because they change frequently, whereas the slow moving planets, everyone born within the same year as you roughly is going to have Jupiter, the same Jupiter placement. Saturn, everyone born within the same, within around like 2.5 years, etc. It goes longer and longer down the list. Pluto's like what, 12, 15 years, everyone had Pluto and Virgo like in that time. It that background energy is there, but interpreting this table, I would look, and obviously I'm tuned into the symbols, so I can see quicker, but which ones are the more important ones or not. You don't appear to have a lot of air. The only air that you have is the rising sign. Rising is more it's how people perceive you. It's also how you might sort of, if you were to step outside of your body and look down, how you might be behaving, but it's not very much how you feel, I would say. So like having just air on the rising might make you appear kind of sociable, but water can tend to be quite introverted. Water and earth, more introverted. Fire and air, yeah. So and you only have two fire placements, but Mercury is one of the personal planets. So, and then obviously on the sun, it can depend on some of the later charts. We'll talk a bit about the aspects. And yeah, your earth placements, the north node is one that isn't natural to us. It's that which we're moving towards. So that probably, and then the opposite, the south node would be in water. Water and earth are opposite each other. So that would be another water placement for you in case you needed any more. And Pluto's quite a far out planet. Uranus is quite a far out planet. So that Earth is there in those planets. But yeah, you're definitely predominantly water, but your fire is strong as well. So it's just nice to be aware that, that mapping of your personality is there. Jill, did you want to say anything else? I've got quite a few topics.
No, thank you.
That's all right.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Nice to connect with you again.
Yes.
Okay, so
So
just can I just share something really quickly? So if you have
sure.
not, if you didn't get an email from the show, recently, it might have been because you haven't opened one of the show emails in a while. So I just got an email from somebody who, I definitely did not delete them. So, but if you did not get an email, it's because you probably haven't opened a show email in a while. So it is so important to do that. But of course, if you don't want to be on the list, then just email me and I will take you off as well. Go ahead.
So next I've got Laurie P.
Lori
Is she
P, are
here?
you here?
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Pass.
Did you I think you probably know your chart a little bit as well, but did you want to say before we look at your chart, did you want to say how you resonate with any of the elements or not? Or what you already understand?
I was trying to take notes when you listed the general characteristics, but I didn't
Oh,
catch it.
I can't flip back to them very easily, I'm
No,
afraid.
that's okay. It's okay. I just was curious because I've got so much water and I don't know if I have, do I have all four elements?
Do you feel like there's one missing, or do you just want to jump into your chart? Do you not really want to, you didn't
I
sort
don't
of.
know if there's, I'm not sure if there's any air.
Another one that's not very much air. Let's jump in and have a look. Is it going to let me? Can you see? Did that chart change for everyone? Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got Laurie's chart. Yeah, I mean, you've properly got no air. No, you haven't got a token. Like I would say, I've got no air. I don't have Pluto in there, and I have the midheaven in there. I don't weigh them very well. But look, you can see big blank,
You are
empty
right,
row
Lori.
there. So yeah, you were right. You're pretty strong. Yeah. It's water's definitely your strongest. You've got so the big three they talk about in astrology is your main thing that the astrologers might ask you. Your big three is your sun, your moon, your rising. I don't necessarily put a lot of weight on the rising, but and then you have your big six, so the next three most important planets that describe you more as an individual. It's Mercury, Venus, and Mars. Look, you have them all in Pisces. You have this Pisces stellium, so yeah, strong water. You've got Chiron in there as well. Yeah, your wounded healer. You've had Saturn moving through. We've got Saturn moving through Pisces at the moment, so that's like feeling quite heavy. Pisces, yeah, can be quite heavy. You also have this trine. These trines, it's a wide grand trine. You can see this blue triangle. The trines are with the water sign. So that actually is it like an easy, is a nice sort of flow between with you with water, but it is like the aspect patterns are like very fixed. Yeah, I mean, your sun's in fire, so do you resonate with that? Then the midheaven is more again sort of how you're viewed from a work perspective. Uranus is quite far out, but I think sometimes a lot of the time, obviously, we do resonate with our sun sign like largely, even
What
if.
is the midheaven is a mystery.
Yeah, the midheaven is more how you appear kind of in the world of work. The midheaven is what was like right above you in the sign that was right above you when you were being born. Was the rising was what was rising on the eastern horizon. So that's sort of how you appear personality wise. And yeah, the midheaven is associated with sort of career and yeah, showing up in the world of work. I don't put a lot of weight into the I don't I didn't talk a lot about the rising in the midheaven, but you know, it's there. Do you resonate? Do you feel fire, or do you just feel like the water sort of overwhelms?
Lately, it's like the water overwhelms.
Yeah, I think,
I mean,
see,
even
that means.
the rising sign is water too, so I just realized that now.
Yeah, your Scorpio rising.
Yep,
You've
that's a lot
got.
of water.
Yeah, you've got in all of the water signs, and then you've got the moon in Cancer. I mean, the moon's at home in Cancer, so you know, moon is the moon rules Cancer. So that's a nice placement, but yeah, it is definitely an emotional one, strong emotional one. To if you do have the missing element, then you may well be drawn to sort of air people, and the air will be particularly sort of activating your fire, or people with air placements will be activating like your fire placements. So yeah, that's why that's one thing that happens that can happen when we have a missing element. I don't know, but I think it's probably useful to understand like that's why some of those qualities aren't natural to me. And we also like might have teachers, or you know, we like learn from air people, but also air people can feel sort of a bit alien because we're just yeah, your soul hasn't
Yeah.
chosen air in this lifetime.
I think most of my friends are in the water and fire.
Oh,
They're,
yes, you like with like.
yep, seems like.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I'm looking
I
forward to
guess.
the eclipse season being in Aries.
Yeah. Eclipse in Aries. Yeah.
I did have one question. A lot of astrologers always say how we have every sign in our chart, but I don't have any Aquarius.
Well, they're talking about houses.
Oh, okay.
You'll have asteroids in every sign as well, because loads of asteroids and fixed stars and stuff.
Okay, I was just curious
But
about
like,
that.
yeah, that's a hot. So, yeah, I'm not. Houses aren't really my focus either, especially not at the moment. I'm trying to keep it at the basics. Or trying
Right.
to keep it like simple. But yeah, potentially the first house is Aries, the second house is Taurus. And so, yeah, I mean, and then in terms of transits, everything's like the planets are moving through these houses. So they're activating those energies. So, like, yeah, obviously, it's not like we're devoid of, like some people say as well, like, if you don't have any air, it's good for you to do like things like breath work or, you know, just to understand. But then to understand that maybe you don't need to talk as much as other people. And actually, sometimes we can just let air people do the talking, do the intellectual stuff. You know, that's why I find sometimes I feel I don't understand, like, I don't kind of get it when people are like intellectualizing things. It doesn't feel, it sort of leaves me a bit cold, because that's just not, that's not like in my, it's not my way. To go, kind of go the air people, and that's, you know, it's great for them to be doing that, because that's not like, you know, my way.
Did you say something earlier about most Aries being young souls?
No, I said the opposite. I said it
Oh,
doesn't
okay.
mean that
I was
Aries
going to say, I've
doesn't.
always felt like I'm a very old soul.
Yeah, no, I don't. It's not like, well, we start out as Aries and then on our next life, I think someone asked a question about, you know, do we come into each life sort of growing, you know,
Oh,
through the signs? And not at all. A lot of Aries as well have Pisces placement, so they have that, you know, the divine spark, you know, the fresh and the new. And they also have like the baggage of Pisces, because
okay.
placements are often one sign either side of the sun. Well,
Thank you
particularly
very
Mercury and
much.
Venus, which you do have here. So, yeah.
Great. Thank you, Laurie.
Very interesting. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Next,
Who's
I
next?
have, I might just butcher the pronunciation of this name. I think it's Gurjinder. Gurjinder.
Is she here?
Was born in Mumbai. I didn't thought it might be a ma male, but I wasn't sure.
Is there a Gurjinder here born in Mumbai? Because if not, then we'll move on. Nope.
Or Guri, I think his other name was. I thought I saw him in the beginning. I thought I saw his name.
What's his name?
Gurjinder or Guri. His email address was
Yeah,
Guri.
I did see somebody by that name.
Maybe he's
Hold on.
gone. Well, if he's here or if he wants to jump on later. Next, I've got, again, I don't know how to pronounce this. Marlenia? Marlene? Marlene? Marlene?
Marlena.
Marlene.
I
Marlene.
don't think she's here.
Born in Troy. Was she not here either?
Well, not that I know of.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Then
Nope,
I've
I
got,
don't see
oh
anybody.
God, my writing. Sulis?
Sulis is here.
Sulis, who's born in Jakarta, which is very
Yeah,
cool. She's.
hello, hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything about how? Oh, you're there. I can see you on the screen.
Yay.
Yay. Hi.
Yeah, I was born in July. Have a very lucky number, 77, and yeah, I resonate to feel water so much.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is like a cool synchronicity because I've been told a few times that I'm an empath,
Right.
and since I was kid, I loved to watch full moon and stuff, and I love being in the
Yeah.
water without
Cancer.
knowing that I
Yeah.
have water element. So
Cancer. Well, Cancer and the moon are particularly connected to the moon, definitely.
yeah, so
Do you know the rest of your chart?
well, which one do you think you don't have?
Well, I was actually interested in knowing if it is handy, useful to know about our partner. So my partner is has
Oh, that's
Taurus
right. Yeah.
element,
He's Earth.
and
He's Earth. They're Earth. Okay. Yeah. I will talk about that. Yeah. Let's look at your, thank you for reminding me. I did have a note, but So you're, we didn't have, this is the person we didn't have. He can maybe jump in the chat if he is here. And, or she, and this one. Here we are, yeah. So water, because you were born near the equator, your midheaven is right at the top of the sky. Oh, it's at the top of the sky. Was it you that didn't know your birth time? So I've
Sorry.
got you at 12 p.m. Was it you that didn't know your birth time?
Yeah, around noon, but
Brown moon.
not the exact time.
Yeah, I when I get a birth time that's on the hour, I would always consider that it may be a little one way or the other. That would only make a difference for the moon. Well, your moon is right in the middle of Cancer, so that it would have been in Cancer all day, so whatever your birth time. And then the rising and the midheaven change sign every 2 hours. But again, you're right in the middle here, so I'm not gonna worry too much about that. We're gonna presume that everything is roughly in the right sign. So yeah, you being born at midday near the equator, you have the sun right at the top of the charts, or right on your midheaven. So that's like compounding your Cancer energy. But that's, and it's nice that yeah, you feel that connection with Cancer. But that's your only water placements. Nice. You can see from the box here that you have a nice balance of elements, and I would say you've got the personal planets balanced out as well. It's not like one of them is all like outer planets. So yeah, you have the moon in Earth. So your partner being Earth, like if you saw my moon masterclass, was like how you feel nurtured. So you feel nurtured by in Earth, fixed Earth, Taurus. Is it? Yeah. So that matches your partner's sun sign is Taurus, so you may well be drawn. And specifically your partner's sun might be making an aspect with your moon in Earth. So it might be around 26. His sun might be around 26 degrees of whichever. Which sign is he? Which sign is?
Capricorn.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he might be. You have Pluto, right? Yeah. You have this really nice trine with the moon and Pluto in Capricorn. So yeah, his sun might be towards the end of, oh no, that's Virgo. Oh, and
Yeah.
you, look, your north node's in Capricorn as well. So that's your north node is where you should be headed. So Capricorn is an energy that, yeah, as a soul, you're here to sort of master in your life. So that's says something nice about being with the Capricorn very broadly. Very, very broadly with the elements. You may find water signs getting on well, like the same element getting on along well together. And then really, really broadly, especially if we're just looking at sun sign, water and earth tend to, as you can sort of imagine, water and earth can get along well together. And air and fire. Obviously, fire needs air to, burn. So whereas you would say very broadly, you could imagine that fire and water wouldn't necessarily mix so well, because obviously fire doesn't like water so much. Obviously, there's tons more to it, because if you're a water sign and you're with a fire sign, they may have loads of water in their chart, in the other placements in their chart, like with relationships. We're looking at moon also and Venus and potentially the houses and stuff as well. But yeah, you've got all the elements, and you've got quite a nice mix of the modalities as well. See, across coming across the columns. Did you have any questions or questions?
I was just thinking about our soul contract. Every one of us made one before we incarnated, right? So we decided where and when to be born and in which family and stuff, and which personality. So I guess there is a relation, a connection with this zodiac and element that would support us in our soul mission
Yeah.
somehow.
Yeah. Really broadly looking at North Node and South Node, your North. Also, like we were looking at with that personal, transpersonal etc. Also, so something with where your north node is, as to whether you're most supposed to be focusing more on yourself in this life or more on the collective. But like looking at an element perspective, you're here to master Earth, and in your last life or previous lifetimes, you've mastered the energies of water. So your south node's in Cancer. It's interesting having the sun and the south nodes. The south node's where you feel comfortable, and so that's also would have felt nurturing for you to have been felt connected to the moon. And we're not rejecting our south node. We're not rejecting like Cancer energy, but if there's a choice, we should head towards, we should be heading towards Capricorn for you, for Earth, a grounding, grounded. Like working hard, developing business. I don't know. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I saw. Yeah.
Good. Awesome.
Well,
Thank you.
thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you, Silas.
Oh, it's the next one that's unknown birth time. Do we have Cindy?
Yeah, I think she was here.
Hi,
Rosie, are
I'm
you still
here.
here?
I am
Yeah.
here. Hello.
Hello. Anything to do you know your chart? Do you feel drawn to do you feel like you have certain elements, any element or not have any element?
I do feel connected to the earth sign
Yeah.
as well as fire. I'm a Virgo. September 7th is my birthday. So yes, I do relate to both of those signs very much.
Do you know that you have fire placements, or you just feel like, from what we talked about, that that resonates for you?
I don't know a whole lot in detail, but just based on what I've seen that you've shown today, that's what I
Okay, cool. Oh,
relate to.
that's what I wanted people to sort of go, oh yeah, fire, that's me, and then for us to have a look. Yes, look. I mean, that's quite the Virgo stellium. I should say, because we don't know your birth time, so it's interesting that this one's come up for people that as it's fairly common, people not knowing their birth time. All that means is like particularly so, like I say, the moon moves quite quickly. The moon changes sign every 2.5 days. So there'll be some days where the moon's in the same sign all day, so we don't have to worry about the birth time. But the day you were born here, 7th of September. If you were born at midday, the moon was in 28 degrees of Libra. If you were born 4 hours later, the moon's moved into Scorpio. So I don't know if you resonate more with like having the moon in Libra or the moon in Scorpio. You'll have to watch my moon masterclass and sort of maybe see how you feel. So potentially you don't have any air in your chart because that was your only air placement. So yeah, if you were born in the morning on that day, you've got the moon in air, you've got the moon in Libra. And if you were born afternoon or evening or nighttime, you've got the moon in
I wish I
Scorpio.
had that information. Unfortunately, I can't seem to locate my birth certificate. I know it's somewhere, but it's just boxed away someplace when we
You can
moved.
feel it, you can feel in, I think, like I say, if you didn't watch my moon class, watch that and understand how the moon represents in the chart, and then understand Libra and Scorpio, and I think you'll probably know. But for now, then for this and that, so but then yeah, broadly for this analysis, we would say, well, you might have the moon in air, and you might have the moon in water, and also, like I was saying, the rising sign and the midheaven, the rising, the just the sun rises, or the rising on the horizon, like the rising in the midheaven, that goes through 24 hours, so it's 2 hours in each sign. So yeah, they could be any, so I'm just going to ignore the midheaven and the I'm just going to ignore the midheaven and the rising in this box. But that's still we still have quite a bit to go on in terms of definitely Earth. You definitely got Virgo in your chart there. That's quite the Virgo stellium. I've got four placements in Virgo. You've got five.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Did you not? No, can you see here? Look, that and see what that does to your chart in terms of like the connections and everything, having that cluster. You've got Jupiter not far off as well, but Jupiter's in Leo, so that's nice to sort of balance a little bit. That's your only earth sign, mutable earth. So yeah, if you didn't resonate with Virgo, I'd be surprised.
Oh no, I definitely resonate with Virgo. Yes,
Yeah.
most definitely.
And that goes nicely with your water. So you've got your fire. We don't know about the midheaven. So your fire placements on. You've got Jupiter and fire, and sometimes, although Jupiter is not so much of a personal planet, it's not one of the really distant ones. And Jupiter, you know, is big, is like big and bold. Jupiter's the big one, you know, and Jupiter's sort of that luck and expansion. So some people do feel quite connected with Jupiter, especially since you know, depending on like as well what aspect it's making with other things in your chart. So, and then yeah, maybe you have fire on the rising. If you resonate with fire, like I say, without the birth time, we don't know your rising sign. But I don't want you to worry too much about not knowing that really. And then water, Mars is a personal planet, so you've got Mars and Neptune and Chiron, not so much. So yeah, the Earth is definitely the clearest. And yeah, moon rising and midheaven. Oh, we don't know.
Awesome.
So yeah, did you anything to any reflections?
Yes, the water
Question?
sign I also resonate with as well. I would love to watch the moon class that you're talking about. How would I be able to access that?
The replays on
It
YouTube, is that right,
was,
Alara?
yeah, all the replays are on YouTube. So
All the replays are
I
on
think you said it was
YouTube.
December. I don't remember, but I think you said it was December.
Yeah, if you email me or message me, I've got I don't know if we're connected or if you're on the well, any of the chats or any of the you can email me at unboundedhealing @gmail.com and I can email you the link, or it's on my
Okay,
Instagram.
perfect.
It's
Yes,
unbounded healing.
I did receive your email today, so yes, I can
Oh,
just
cool. Yeah,
respond to
you.
that one if that's
Oh,
okay.
okay. Yeah, then yeah, I'll yeah. Email me and ask me, and I'll send you the link if anyone else wants the link. Because, yeah, all of the replays are up on YouTube, but there's so many. It's good to go and have a look because there's probably loads of other gems in there.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you,
Awesome.
Cindy. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and looking
Welcome.
into the signs. Thank you so
Welcome.
much. Good.
Should
Okay.
we?
Anybody else?
I've got a few more, but does anyone else have any questions sort of in the interim?
I have no idea anymore if anybody, I can't even see if anybody has their hand raised now with the screen share.
I've
Let me
got some
see. Oh
hands
yeah.
raised,
So
but
we
I
have
don't know.
Linda Sulis. I think Sulis is gone. So I mean, we've talked to her.
Yeah, I don't know
Linda
who
has a
she's
question,
gone.
and Tina. I think Tina's waiting for her reading, probably, and Linda probably would like a reading too. She has her chart ready, but I think
Oh,
is
yes, you can
that.
show me. Yeah, if we've got time, we'll do those two. Let's cover the next few that I've got. I've got Marina next. Have we got Marina?
Marina, are you here?
Yes.
Oh,
Hello.
I heard her quiet.
Hello.
Marina, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I don't know if I'm
Hi.
on. Hi.
Do you know your elements? Do you know your chart? Do you resonate
Well,
with?
I know I'm a Leo, and I know I have a lot of water in my chart. That's about it.
We've got a lot of fire and water people. Interesting. Okay, let's have a look. Do you resonate with being fire and water? Do you feel into like earth and air as well, or?
I feel like more water.
Okay, let's have a look. Big reveal.
Because Leo, you would think would be more fire, no?
Marina, this view, 14th of August 1985, 1:20 a.m. You have really strong Leo because you've got this symbol's Mercury and this is Mars, their personal planets. You've got Mars and Mercury quite close as well. So And then Uranus and fire as well. Not so much of a personal planet, but still, that's quite a sort of solid block of fire. Looks like you have a bit of each of the elements, but these Earth placements are not that strong. And the air ones are again the ones that's like appear from the outside rather than really maybe how you feel. Water definitely strong. You have the Cancer moon as well, this strong connection with the moon and your Venus here in Cancer. Pluto and Saturn, not so much the personal planets, but yeah, fire and water is definitely your strong ones. Earth is there, definitely. You're again on a soul level, your north node's in Earth, so you're here to sort of master the energies of what's fixed there, Taurus. The grounding rather than Scorpio, which is quite close to your south node's quite close to your Saturn. So yeah, it may feel like sometimes water can be the one that feels overwhelming. We feel like we're drowning or sinking, and Earth is one that can really support in sort of bringing us out of that. It depends though. If you've got a balance in the different water signs, they're supporting each other through trines, depending on the degree. Yours aren't making really close trines as to whether that water energy is really supporting each other or sort of overwhelming us. And yeah, the fire, mostly fixed fire. Uranus is in mutable fire. So yeah, definitely lean towards connect to Earth how you can, or lean towards, you might find Earth people. You might find that you're drawn to Earth people to sort of support that, to support your water signs, or support that kind of missing element. Do you have any reflections or questions?
That sounds about right, I
Yeah.
guess. I guess, like, does that mean I might have trouble being staying grounded sometimes? Would that be because?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, look, you've got a finger of God here as well, which can be quite a challenging aspect. This little triangle here, I'm not really talking about aspect patterns, but just notice that, and that's pointing towards your Venus that you have in Cancer here. So that's a sort of, you have this harmonious flow here with Jupiter and Uranus. They're both making these green, the slightly awkward aspect here with Venus. That's a kind of fated, rare aspect pattern we get in the chart. So that's kind of achieving your Venus in Cancer might be something that you struggle with. This fire is making you've got this harmonious trine with the fire, your Uranus in the fire sign over here in Sagittarius with your Mars and Mercury, and that's Uranus is supporting, like doing things your own way. And actually, fire quite likes to do things its own way anyway. So there's definitely like some supportive stuff going on there. But yeah, sort of sparse in Earth, sparse in this like quadrant of the chart as well. So yeah.
Hopefully that makes sense for you, Marina.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome.
Awesome. Good, thank you.
Next, I have Silvana. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it.
It is. I'm here.
Cool. Hello.
Hi.
What do you want to say anything about your elements before we look at your chart?
Yeah, I definitely relate to air and water. I feel like I'm probably possibly totally lacking in fire and earth. I don't know.
Okay. I can feel air from you, like you just the way you pop up and you just pop up and air people speak really like easily and they don't realize what it's like for non-air people. Let's have a look.
Funny. I don't think I was like that when I was young, but I'm definitely
Growing into it.
happy to talk now.
Good. Right, gone the wrong way. Marina. Silvana.
Yeah, that's me.
Sun. Gemini. Gemini's is, yeah. Sometimes we're more a rising sign when we're younger, and your rising's Pisces, and so Pisces isn't necessarily the most out there, outgoing. Potentially, like, we grow more into our sun sign. You've got a finger of God as well here, pointing to your Jupiter.
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
And then Jupiter in air. That's this sort of rare aspect pattern here, this triangle. It's a bit hard to describe. I think I'll have to do aspect patterns another day, because there's a whole other world of things to say about aspect patterns. But potentially there's a challenge in for you to kind of achieve this, like, Jupiterian energy of, like, expansion and abundance, although it's supported by this base here, this Mercury Pluto sextile, which has the flowing energy, and then the slightly awkward energy between Jupiter and Mercury and Jupiter and Pluto. I'm going to get sidetracked by aspect patterns. Let's look at your elements. So your air, I mean, you've not got tons in air, but, like, your sun's in air, and that, you know, especially Gemini. I think Gemini is like the airiest. The airiest of the air signs, because it's mutable, and air just really suits having that mutable quality. But yeah, you do have Jupiter in air as well. Like I was saying, that Jupiter being that sort of expanded energy, we can sort of feel that one quite strongly. You have a fairly even. Actually, you have a fairly. You don't feel very connected to earth and fire, did you say?
Right. I didn't really relate to those qualities.
You have Venus in Earth. So, I mean, Venus is what you love, what you know, what you like, or what you enjoy. So it might be more something you like the look of, rather than, like, how you feel. You've got Venus at home, and presuming your birth time is right, because Venus is, like, only just in Taurus there.
It's correct. I mean, Venus, unless they messed up on my birth certificate, it's correct.
Yeah, well, when I see 137, I think that's probably right, because that's quite specific. Venus is at home in Taurus, you know. It's Venus rules Taurus, goddess, you know, of beauty and grounded. And, yeah, so it may... But for whatever reason, like, she's out there on her own as well. She's not really aspected with anything. Oh yes, it's trining your north node. That might be why you don't feel very connected to earth, because we not necessarily feel naturally connected to our north node. We feel again, so that's in zero. So there's harmony with, you know, you've got this harmony. I think it can really come in later life, and it can be, you know, still coming. The north node, you have this harmony, by saying that there's harmony between the different earth signs, and they're in the same degree, so you have an exact trine with Venus in the north node. So you're mastering the energies of Virgo, which is being organized, and rather than being sort of Pisces, like up in the clouds and
that's dreaming. Me
dreamy, not very grounded, yeah. Whereas it wouldn't be your natural tendency to think about being organized and detail oriented, but that's what your soul's here to learn, and that's being supported by your Venus here, the Earth.
So if I,
you've
I'm sorry.
Got, oh no, you've got Pisces. No, you go.
Oh, I. So if I focus my intention on trying to get more grounded and organized, I will, have better mastered what my soul wanted to accomplish.
Yeah, you will feel with more of a sense of fulfillment.
Ah, okay.
With the North Node, I will do a session on the specifically on the North Node for people. Because yeah, it's one of my favorite things in astrology to understand. Your water's pretty strong. You have moon. You've got the moon rising. You've got the moon on your rising sign again, presuming your birth time's correct, 137. The moon was rising on the eastern horizon when you were being born. So your rising sign being how you appear, I expect you appear to other people to be very connected to your emotions. Pisces moon can be quite weepy as well, in a good way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pisces sun, so obviously it's an energy that... I'm connected to. I have Mercury in 20 degrees of Pisces as well, so hopefully you understand me, the way I speak and the way I think. So we have that connection. And then you've got Mercury in Cancer, so Mercury, how you think, how you think and how you communicate is connected to the watery sign of Cancer. And you have a trine with your Neptune here. And although that's an outer planet, you know, having this nice flowing connection between these two water signs will sort of emphasize your connection to water there. Do you feel like it's a healthy connection for you? Water, do you find the Pisces moon a bit overwhelming? I think people can find it overwhelming.
Pisces moon. I'm sorry, that what are you asking? Feeling overwhelmed by
you? How do you feel about your water, about having a lot of water in your chart? Do you feel that it's healthy for you? Do you have a healthy connection with like the water element or those qualities, or do you find, yeah?
I think so. I mean, again, I think when I was younger, it was overwhelming to be so sensitive.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty old, as you see. So
yeah. You can cope with your tears. You can deal with your tears now. In the playground, it was a bit more
challenging. And, you know, being
Chiron. Yeah, you have Chiron in Pisces as well, and Chiron's the core wound, so there would be wounding that you were working through in this lifetime as well around the energy of Pisces and emotional, like, luckily it's not too close to your moon, that can be quite challenging. So yeah, I think you have mixed, and as you say, you grow through your Chiron, and you grow into the moon in Pisces is the last sign and potentially the hardest to master, and which could be more overwhelming when you're younger, but now having that flowing
moon, still learning.
Neptune. Sorry,
I'm still learning, but it feels better. Thank you.
Welcome.
This awesome. Is great. Thank helpful. You Silvana.
Thank you so much, appreciate it.
And next on my list, I've got Jen. Is Jen still here? I did see her at the beginning a while ago.
Who's that? Sorry?
Jen.
Hello.
Jen.
Yeah, I'm still
Hello.
Here.
All right.
Hi. Yeah.
Hey. Good. Yeah. How are you? Can you remember? Do you remember your elements much? I know I've spoken to you before about astrology. I've seen Jen.
Yeah. I have seen my chart before, and I seem to remember I don't have much earth. Or I any earth.
I seem to remember that as well.
Which I do, I relate to, because
when I was describing the elements, did you feel that as well? I don't know.
Yeah, I have, that's the one I least relate to.
Yeah.
And I have to really work on grounding myself. So I think that might be to do with having a lack of earth in my sign.
Yeah. Do you think you got good at working out how to ground?
I'm still working on it.
The life's work.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's have a look. There's you. Your name at the top. Yeah, your only earth placement is Neptune. Neptune has got to be the least earthly planet of the lot, you know, watery, dreamy, far away, distant Neptune. So yeah, a grounding. Yeah, we've probably talked about that. Other than that, you've got a pretty even balance. You've got your strong. Oh yeah, you've got your Scorpio, little Scorpio stellium there. Your water. Your Sun and Mercury in Scorpio. With the other placements, emphasizing that. Then you've got Moon in Air. You've got a lot of Yeah, and then you've got the Libra stellium, well, with the rising and the moon and Mars, Mars being how you take action, moon being how you feel. So definitely that connection with, yeah, the qualities of Libra. It's mostly just Libra. Your only other air placement is that Chiron in Gemini. So that might bring challenges around wounding, around communication, although you have this harmonious flow with your Chiron and your Mars, so you work through that pretty well. And then your fire, you've got Venus, you've got quite a few fire placements, but other than Venus, they're like more outer signs. Oh, I don't know what I've done. Oh, yeah. And your north node. So again, for you, the soul is working towards Aries, like right at the beginning of Aries. In fact, the north node's moving through Aries now. It's about to come on top, sit on top of your north node.
Does that Aries mean that's a good time for me at the moment? Or
yeah.
Yeah,
your nodal return can be a time of big change. It depends how aligned you are with, you know.
Well, I'm about to move to Australia, so that's quite a big change. Yeah,
cool. That just feels like a nice kind of Aries thing to do. Like, you know, get up and go to the other side of the world. Yeah,
it's interesting because I actually relate to a lot of the fire traits, even though. What you were saying, like my fire signs aren't really very kind of influential places, is that right?
But I mean, Venus is your the personal planet that you've got in fire, and that's in Sagittarius, and that's like close to Saturn, which can be a struggle, but it can mean that sort of Saturn supporting that energy, and it means like when the planets, as they are, sun and moon, is moving around this circle all the time, that when your fire is activated, whatever it is moving through those, you know, it's moving through those placements. So you can have periods of time where these are your fire energy is particularly activated, because it's, and you have this trine with the fire and Jupiter. That's nice. It's nice to have Jupiter in the same sign as your north node, because Jupiter is expansion, and Jupiter's kind of shining light, and is kind of guiding the way. Mm-hmm. And that is strengthening your fire, you know, with your Saturn. It's making that exact trine. It's in the same degree, 20 degrees of Sag, 20 degrees of Aries. So
yeah, that definitely makes sense, and it rings true for me that it's only sometimes I feel those fire traits, and then
yeah, how you would consider like how this all works with how the natal chart then interacts with what's going on now, is like the way things are moving through,
sure,
is activating that, and then you know you have these big gaps where it's more, you know, the energies are doing their own thing, so yeah.
Mm.
Cool.
Well, good luck with your move to Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Stay in touch.
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting.
Cool. It is exciting. Feels good for you.
Mm. Yeah, it feels, like, I don't know, just like the obvious thing to do, even though it feels a bit out there, if that makes
sense. That's cool. No, if it feels, if that, you know, that's brilliant. Feels aligned. You don't really know why, and you don't need to know why.
Yeah.
That's even better. Yeah. Feels even more exciting. I mean, that north node, when your north node comes back round to where the north node was when you were born, it takes 18 3/4 years to come round. So it's the second time it's come round. That is a time where you can have this big, the energy supporting you to have a big life shift. And they say, I can remember the one that you have at, it's at 37, maybe 37 or so. Yeah.
36.
19th of November, yeah. But we're often comes with a change of, sort of a complete shift in change of like friendship groups, and which obviously will be in Australia, will be a completely new set of people.
Yeah.
Well, in this day and age, of course, we can all keep in touch digit like technology, but yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
Welcome. Nice to see you. And then I've got, definitely don't know how to pronounce this one. Mwaka from Zambia. Was born in Zambia. Don't know if they're in Zambia now. Are they on?
They were.
Yeah, maybe that's the one I saw the name of. It wasn't the Indian one. Maybe they've we're coming up to time, I realized. So
yeah, if you're from Zambia, if you're still here from Zambia, just
I've got Mwaka, MWAKA.
Yeah.
Maybe
so if you are here.
Yeah,
I don't see the map, but I can't see everything.
I tried to do people in the order that people reached out to me in. So
yeah. Okay, who's next?
Sandy.
Sandy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, hang on. How did my
you know the drill by now? So have you got anything to say about your elements or how you feel about the elements?
Yeah, I was interested. I am I would say I'm fairly typical fire, although probably not quite as extroverted as other fire signs I know. I do get on with other fire signs and I get on well with air signs.
Yeah.
I think the ones that I have perhaps less to do, and I don't think that's my in my chart, is that water.
Okay. Let's have a look. There you are. Did I not have a birth time for you?
No, I'm sorry. I was born sometimes just before 9 in the morning, I believe, but I don't know exactly.
I'm going to change it because otherwise this is an example of what it looks like to enter your birth details. 9 in the morning.
Yes.
You have to excuse the ads, but like I say, this is a free resource, so that's where we get the ads. Is this your right birth date? 10th of December, 1954, 9 a.m.
Yes, that's right.
Looks like you've got quite a lot of water, actually. So it's funny you don't. That doesn't mean you necessarily identify with it, you know?
I am somebody who probably as I think when I was younger, probably didn't express so much in terms of like tears or emotions.
Well, that can be almost purely like your moon sign, you know, and you've got moon and air is the more, is able to be more detached and more sort of practical and logical about emotions. So that's probably why you don't necessarily resonate with the water element as being emotions, because your most emotional like placement, and the moon is like a you know really important one to how you connect to yourself, is like I say, it's in air, it's in Gemini, and that's not just not really an emotional sign. It doesn't mean Geminis don't get emotional or have emotional things going on, and you resonate with your sun strongly, and you resonate, and that you've got Mercury in the same placement. You got your Sag, you know, and Sag is fire. Can, like I was saying, other people that had not much in fire but felt connected to the fire, because fire is like strong, you know, it's a strong energy. And then Mercury being the mind, how we think and how we sort of communicate. So, and you know, we naturally have this connection with the mind. So it can feel strong for you. And yeah, to then get along well with other fire signs and air signs. Your other air placement's Neptune, so not particularly strong. Yeah, your Earth's not all that strong. Depends on your birth time as to whether you do have Capricorn rising or not. I don't know how you feel about that. Some people aren't very connected to their rising signs. Some people really are.
I'm not sure, to be honest, because I don't fully understand it. So
it's right. your rising signs, I always think, and how it's often described, is how you appear. So it's not necessarily, it's a bit more surface level, I think. Although when I consider mine, I think it's one to feel into for yourself, to know that you're Capricorn rising and to see whether you resonate with that or not, really. whether you resonate with Capricorn or not. Capricorn is your north node, so it is one that you're supposed to be working towards, and it is one that you're supposed to, the one that your soul's here to master, as opposed to Cancer, which is focused on family and home and emotions, which, yeah, is good. which you didn't necessarily resonate with, whereas, yeah, Capricorn is, you know.
Is a Capricorn more like creative kind of?
Can be, but Capricorn is more like it's interpreted so, like, especially the North Node, Capricorn North Node can be interpreted so differently for different people. So Capricorn broadly is, you know, is like quite the hard working kind of sign, is like related to, traditionally is sort of related to like business and stuff like that. But then how that represents in your life can be, as opposed to Cancer, which is more like family in the home. You also have Chiron, your like your core wound, your that you came into this life with, is around the themes of Capricorn, wounding around maybe being too hardworking, or so that's like an interesting mix, especially if your rising's there as well.
I would say I've always been a hard worker. I think it's just something that's always been in my life. No, I would say I've always been a hard worker. I mean,
yeah, maybe you are Capricorn rising then.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's often Capricorn, often the rising is, I find rising in North Node. Rising in South Node. As people move away from their South Node, they also move away from their rising. You've got it the other way around. And then water, you have quite a lot of water placements, and there are personal ones in there, being Venus and Mars being the personal planets, and you've got things in all of the water signs. So especially this one, I know, hang on, that's you've got, that's in Libra. Venus and Saturn on top of each other. Saturn can be, because Saturn can be a restrictive energy, it can be maybe feel like it's cancelling out that kind of Venus. Venus and Scorpio. And you've got the midheaven there potentially, depending on your birth time. And then you've got Jupiter and Uranus pretty close together there in Cancer. So that also means you do you do have this connection with this emotional sign Cancer, but it's slightly more further away for you, like it's at a distance and it's at an arm's length, and your moon in air can sort of detach from it as you need to, like in a healthy way, I would say. And Mars, how you take action, Pisces, 4 degrees of Pisces. The kind of watery, mystical. And that's making a nice aspect with your North Node. So that's supporting, and also your South Node, which would be in Cancer. So that also is supporting you with, like you say, kind of being hardworking. People wouldn't necessarily think of Pisces to be hardworking, but Mars is taking action and Mars is doing things. And yeah, you have that supportive aspect with your North Node, where your soul is headed in Capricorn. So like that, it's nice.
And also I'm hard working always with things I love doing, you know, so it doesn't feel like work, I guess.
Brilliant. Oh, you've managed. Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's beautiful. That's Sag as well. Sagittarius is, you know, is positive and is outgoing, and they're drawn to, they're passionate about what they want to do and to have made that part of your life and how your life works. That's sounds brilliant. That's the last chart I've got. So sorry if we're like a bit out of time. I'm hoping, I was going to say this at the beginning, but I'm hoping that people that didn't get their charts read have seen me read enough charts to be able to sort of look at their own. And that's what I hope to impart when I'm when I'm looking at charts, and when I'm just, I realize it's a bit more complicated than just sort of picking it up from what I've said, but hopefully people can pick up.
Do you want to just stop screen sharing for a second?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we have run over a little bit, so.
Okay, hold on. Let me just fix my screen.
Thank you for putting me in as well. I know I was quite late.
You're welcome. Yeah, you squeaked in at the end.
Well, thank you, Sandy.
Yeah.
My optimistic.
Yeah, you sad to run through. I'm Sagittarius rising, so I must have connected.
Who is? Okay, hold on. So I want to take a moment and just talk about the packages first, and then we'll see what else is going on. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen now in a second. I can find the proper screen. Okay. Yeah, there's so much information there that I don't know how you keep track of everything. It's just, there's just so much to know and so much to share.
Yeah, hoped it was going to be sort of broad brush and simple, but like, just there's so much to divide.
Yeah. So Laura has two packages. So package A is a 30-minute astrology consultation. So I was going to say a little bit about what we did today, but not really, because there's, we couldn't go into everything that she wanted to today just because of the being on a call with so many people. So do you want to describe a little bit about the astrology consultation?
I've made it relatively short because I wanted to make it an accessible for people. I wanted to make it an accessible price, but an individual consultation will be either I look at your chart and I see what jumps out based on, like coordinating our guides, and but it can also be, so when you sign up, you can say if there's anything specific you want me to look at in your chart. And I think it's nice to have long consultations, but actually, because astrology, information can be quite overwhelming, to sort of focus down to a bite-sized kind of 30-minute, for whatever you need astrology to be for you. If you don't know your chart, an introduction to your birth chart is good. But if you do know your chart, we can go deeper. If you've got something going on, or if you've got something coming up, or specifically that you think that you want to describe. Obviously, I'm a healer as well, so I can, deal with,
major
in looking at your issues and like doing that astrological mapping with what's going on for you and how astrology can support you. And the astrology consultation is aimed at focusing on astrology, but I think it's really good to have both running alongside each other, because if something challenging comes up in an astrology consultation, then I have the healing skills to be able to to look at things in that way.
Absolutely. So package A is $68, and there's also two PDFs, right, that come with package A, and that's...
There's two PDFs that give you the one on the signs, which is another overview of the elements for you to have that broad overview, and then there's keywords for a few sentences on each of the signs, so to go a little bit deeper with. And then the other PDF is the personal planet placements, like I was saying, the ones that are more personal and say it more about you. There's the luminary sun and the moon, and then Mercury, Venus and Mars. So with those two PDFs, you can then make the connections with your placements. You can look at, okay, I want to know about, or there was the person that didn't know where their moon was, can look at what the moon represents in the chart, and then you can look at the sign and or the two signs if you don't know where your moon is, and sort of feel into how the interactions are for you, from hopefully searching your chart on astro.com, which is fairly straightforward, or from just looking back at the charts that I looked at. So if you have a look at your chart before, we can then discuss if you've got any questions, or I'll meet you wherever you're at with astrology,
Yeah. All right, and then there's package B, which are two self-paced courses. So for those of you who are interested in astrology, if they don't blow your mind, like, you know, blow your mind, then there's some, the courses are Connecting with the Wonders of Astrology Foundations 1 and 2, right?
Yes. So, I mean, this, the self-paced courses are for someone that more prefers to, like, take stuff away, take it in their own time, and that, like, you know, it, the self-paced is like, well, you can take it in your own time, and if you just want to look at one sign 1 week, and, you know, so you're avoiding the overwhelm, or if you want to dive in and sort of binge consume it all, you can do that as well. And there's a, and this is more, it's this, the structure of astrology is the same whether you're looking at natal or transitory or whatever, but this is more about then looking at how the planets and stars are moving, you know, day by day, month by month, year by year, kind of thing. Looking at the astrological weather and just how though we're looking at those interactions in our chart, we're more looking at, well, what's going on in the collective and what's happening today. But it's the same sort of foundations of, like, the foundations of the signs, the foundations of the planets and what the planets sort of represent. So you can totally, you know, learn through this course to then apply that to natal astrology. Second one goes a bit deeper with, well, I talk about the nodes as well in the first course. And then the second one is got a bit about retrogrades, a bit about eclipses, eclipse season now. And so it's about sort of getting you into astrological weather watching, and it's getting you into learning astrology, like how I did, sort of through observation, what we're looking at and what we're feeling into, and making the sense of the planets and the signs. And through your experience, and yeah, like I say, there's like exercises and puzzles and stuff to do in the workbooks to help you engage with the material. And I'm available to be emailed if you have questions sort of as you go along. So that's separate to the, yeah, if you're more of a take things away and take it in your own time and space, that's for you. And if you want the one-to-one.
Awesome.
So, or do both.
You know, or, yeah, exactly.
Again, wanted to make them an accessible price because I'm
these are really accessible prices.
I just want people to
And there's some wonderful testimonials on the page as well for you to look at and read over again. And again, you know, the two packages that Laura's offering are the 30-minute astrology consultation for $68. Or the two self-paced courses for $68, or you can buy both, of course. And if you're an Inner Circle member, please do use your gift code as well, okay? Awesome, all right. So we always learn so much from you when you're teaching and sharing with us. There's just so much information with astrology that, you know, my mind just goes like, I don't get it. But the thing is, it can show you so much about yourself, right? And about your personality, about relationships, about where you're going, what you're doing, etc. There's just so much information available, which is awesome, because sometimes that's what we're looking for, right? And that clarity. So you definitely have that clarity because you understand how everything interacts with each other. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Good. So any other last words of wisdom for us?
Hopefully, you know, with the overwhelm, you will have taken in the bits that you were ready for. And I find that astrological information takes, for me, as it comes, as I move through life. Like, I learned my placement, I learned that I had Venus in Aries, and that didn't instantly make sense to me. And then as the weeks and months went on, I was like, oh, there it is, you know, there's my connection with Aries. And you start to feel it and you start to experience it, and that's like really fun, you know. The chart is unfolding, and that's why it's quite good to have a short consultation, because you take in a certain amount and then you recognize it. You have to recognize it and feel it within yourself rather than
absolutely
describe to you necessarily. So
that's so true.
Yeah, the session will come with a recording, so often is something to take in over time as well, you know, to go back and take in different details. And
Yeah, because we don't always get like process everything in the moment. So sometimes we have to go back and listen to it again or watch it again so that we can get more of the information. Because sometimes we're just, you know, we're not able to receive everything at once, right? In one sitting. So it's always so important to go back and read again, listen again, watch again, whatever happens to be. Even with this show, there's so much wisdom that you shared that, you know, I'm sure we all need to go back and watch again, because it's like, I missed that part. Right. Yeah. So there's definitely pieces that we can go back and watch.
Yeah, certainly see out of the information I've shared what then starts to come through in your life, and then listen back and kind of make the connections again. Certainly I'm as much of a teacher of astrology as I am of a reader as well, so when I'm reading for people, some of it is like intuitive messages that I'm getting from your chart, but some of it is describing how to connect with astrology for yourself, because I think it's really important and empowering you know, to be
absolutely
making the connection yourself.
So for those of you who are, you know, wanting to have a session with Laura, definitely you'll be getting the reading, but you'll also be getting more information, you know, so you can understand it and so you can apply it for yourself as well. Right, it's not just about what somebody tells you. It's like, it's about you learning it, understanding it, applying it, feeling into it, and seeing how it really is unfolding in your life, right?
Yeah, and but just at the level that you're at. Yeah, I'm not expecting people to pick it all up. But
yeah,
I am passionate about.
Yeah, there's more layers and there's more levels. So, you know, with something basic or understandable for you, and then you can go deeper for sure.
Yeah, but I am passionate about sharing the understanding of it rather than just sort of spoon feeding people with
readings. Yeah, absolutely. But definitely ask questions, you know, like I think Silvana was, you know, asked a question about that aspect thing. She's like, well, what does that mean? You know, because it's like, you know, we don't always know everything that is in our chart. So if you don't ask, well, okay, what does that mean? And then you can see how is it affecting you in your life, right? Or what does it represent in your life even, right?
Yeah, but similarly, I can take, questions about life. Yeah, I can take questions about the chart and then we look at life, or we can just sort of look at life first and then look at the, you know, look at the astrology later, or like, you know, this can be this iterative process.
Yeah.
We use it in healing sessions as well. So anyway.
So just be open to receiving, open to new information, open to new wisdom, and at the same time, be willing to see what's happening in your life, right? So, there's so much that we can perceive and then be and apply that in our lives. So I always find astrology to be like such a big thing, you know, and it's like there's just so many different aspects, so many different facets of astrology that it's like, oh, I don't even know, like this is going to affect this and this is going to affect that and this, and but generally this is what's happening, right? And so that's, I think, what's important. It's like, yes, all these things are happening, but generally overall this is what's happening, and then we can grab onto that and move forward. So yeah, lots of information. Thank you. And thank you everybody for your questions. You know, I'm sure, you know, for those of you who had the readings, it was quite informative. And gave you something to think about, and at the same time, you know, you might want to pursue learning more about it, so you can work with Laura to learn in the classes, the foundational classes 1 and 2, or if you just want to go deeper into your chart and find out more about what's happening, you can definitely work with Laura in a one-on-one session with her, right? Awesome, good. Thank you so much, Laura. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for having me. Sorry we overran. I did get a bit carried away.
That's okay. You did a lot of readings, you know, to be honest, right? So it's all good. It's all good. All right, everyone. So until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all so much love and blessings. Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.